absolutely he could come stay at the house, but you do have to make sure your daughter understands that they are in separate rooms.
Yeah, see?
There is nothing wrong with them coming home and staying at the house. And Brad, wouldn't you rather him not have a place to take your daughter, if at all possible?
Well, yeah, then they're, oh man, I don't
That's
know.
That's a good point. She brings up a good point.
Can't we just kill him and get it over with?
Oh yeah, you could do that too. But having a daughter, I totally get.
And she's
totally
gonna be so mad if you send him to the Shiloh.
All right,
Brad, I'm not gonna get him a room because then he's gonna have his own space to take her to. It's a little hard. I mean, she's gonna go see her friends, but then her friends may be him. In this real hotel room.
I wouldn't stick him in a hotel, because what would you do if your daughter said, oh, I'm going to go see him at the hotel?
Yeah.
At least at my house, he can be monitored.
Yeah, you know, I just would have to say I've been in those shoes, and I've brought my boyfriend home, and my mom let him stay with us. It went over really well. We just kind of, you know, for the parent's sake, we kept our distance, and that was it.
Dad was okay with that.
No, but mom was, so it was okay.
Mitch hopefully raised your right to begin with to respect the rules of your home, but yeah, you don't want to give him a key to a hotel room to take your daughter to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be bad. That would be bad, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a no-win situation for a dad. Dad's going to be uncomfortable no matter what.
It is hard, and my kids are all in their 30s now, and I have to tell you, that was a hard one. But yeah, we had the old adage, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. So we made really tight friends with all of our daughter's boyfriends.
Got it. I see. Can I just get a piece of rope and tie him to me so that way he's always
in there? Yeah, there you go. And that will happen with friendship.
Sir, can I go to the bathroom? There's long enough rope. You can go in there. I'll stand outside. All right. Thanks for the call. You have a good one.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
Well, I would definitely do the Shiloh in. I would, because I was that girl not too many years ago. And I don't think that it's a good idea, and they'll thank you when 10 years down the road comes and they understand why you did it.
Okay, cool. About somebody? A few people have said that's a bad idea because then, you know, you're giving them a place where they could be alone.
Yeah, but that's where you got to have a little faith in your daughter, because even if you know, my parents, when I was in college, they came home and they said, oh, he can stay, but, you know, we just waited till they went to sleep, and then they don't stay in separate rooms. It doesn't happen. So unless he's going to sit outside with a shotgun, it's not going to happen. Separate rooms is not a good idea. I'd do two separate places.